Now, Elvis, this is Mark Sanna. Welcome back for our day in history here on this October 7th. Now, Elvis Presley might have made millions on that song, but the man you just heard right now, Smiley Lewis, wrote and recorded that song first. It is his song, brilliant songwriter and R&B songwriter, One Night of Sin, that he wrote. He passed away on this day in 1966 after battling cancer. So we remember Smiley Lewis on this day in history, the great R&B singer, songwriter. A number of things happened on this day in history that are really interesting, so we'll just go through them quickly so we can get to our guests who are now waiting in the wings here, John Nichols and Senator Jamie Raskin. But on this day, there's a man we don't hear much about in history. We all know about Pearl Harbor happening on December the 7th and leading us into World War II. But there's a lot of controversy over this, and I'm not one to dwell on a lot of conspiracy theories, but this is interesting. This is a day that a memo was written by a man named Arthur McCollum, who was lieutenant commander in naval intelligence in World War II, and was sent to two of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's top military advisors, Captain Walter Anderson and Dudley Knox, these two captains. And the memo had an eight-step plan about how to draw in Japan to attack the United States so we could then go to war with Japan. And there's never been any proof that FDR ever saw this plan, but all the 8 points in this plan were taken and to provoke the Japanese, and that led to the attack on Pearl Harbor on December the 7th. But it's an interesting piece of history, that the complexities of our history. So that was written on this day in 1940. This is the day in 1955 that the great Allen Ginsberg first performed his poem Howl that we've talked about before on this program. And on this day in 1963, John F. Kennedy pushed the partial test ban by not allowing any nuclear test to take place above ground. This is the day in 1993, very controversial, should not have been, but Toni Morrison became the first African-American to win a Nobel Prize in Literature. She won this prize. And she was the Robert F. Goen Professor in Humanities then at Princeton. And many people said her work was not should not be honored in this way. It was not worthy of this prize. It caused a huge kind of intellectual battle around America, of course, that it was. But she was given the Nobel Prize on this day. And then her 1987 novel, of course, Beloved, it became this critical success, was not given the National Book Award. That caused many writers, black and white, to stand up and go and howl and protest, no pun intended. And so, but on this day in 1993, she won it was the first African-American to win a Nobel Prize in Literature. And this is the day in 1998 that they discovered the body of Matthew Shepard, a gay student who was beaten and tortured and found tied to a fence in Laramie, Wyoming, on this day in 1998. A couple of interesting little pieces here that we want to remember. A few people who were born on this day. Moses Fleetwood Walker was a man who was actually the first African-American to play Major League Baseball in America back in the 1880s, was attacked by a white mob, stabbed one man in self-defense. That man died, and after he died, he was charged with murder. He beat that trial, actually, but then he began to his politics began to change deeply, and became one of the leaders of voices against racial integration, and he believed that African-Americans should emigrate from this country to any point on the African continent, and wrote this pamphlet book called Our Home Colony, A Treatise on the Past, Present, and Future of the Negro Race in America. He's a really interesting man. We don't hear much about him in our history, but was born on this day in 1857, Moses Fleetwood Walker, as was Joe Hill, born on this day in 1879. We talked about him a great deal in this program in the past, and was born on this day in 1879, as was Elijah Poole, who was Elijah Muhammad, in Georgia, where he witnessed three horrendous lynchings, where a white man gave him an ear, showed him an ear from somebody who was hung when he was just a little boy. This affected him deeply as a young kid. He was born this day in 1897, as was in 1931, the great Desmond Tutu was born on this day in 1931, and Amiri Baraka, the great African-American poet, writer, and essayist, born Leroy Jones on this day in Newark, New Jersey, in 1934. There's so much more to this day in history, but we need to get on to our conversation. Let me encourage you now to go to steinershow.org after this program and read the rest of this day in history. We'll be right back with State Senator Jamie Raskin and Nation Editor John Nichols.